Many years ago in China, there was a man named Po Wan who went on a long journey. It came about like this. He used to be a rich man. Then he gave away all his gold, helping friends, and he became a poor man. But he said, "If I could travel the many days' journey to the South China Sea, it is said that there I will find the goddess Guan Yin. And if I find her, I can ask her three questions. I will ask her how I can get more gold." So he set off on the journey. But he'd only gone about one day when he came to a river, and he couldn't get across it. He stood there on the banks of the river, scratching his head and wondering, "What do I do now?" when a voice spoke. "I could get you across the river, you know."
"Who said that?" He looked all around, but he didn't see anybody. So he went back to measuring the distance of the river. "Maybe I could take a really long run and jump across."
"I could get you across the river."
"Where are you?" said Po Wan. And the voice said,
"Look down at your feet."
He looked down at his feet. It was a giant snake. And the snake said,
"Do not be frightened. I will get you across the river, but you must promise to do something for me. Won't you ask the goddess Guan Yin why I have not yet become a dragon, although I have practiced self-denial for 1,000 years?
"Of course I will," said Po Wan. "After all," he reasoned, "I have 3 questions. I can surely ask one for the snake." So the snake stretched itself across the river like a long living rope, and Po Wan walked from one side to the other on the snake's back. Well, that night he came to an inn, and the innkeeper said,
"You're going to see the goddess Guan Yin? Would you ask her a question for me? I have a beautiful daughter who has never spoken. Oh, she is so lovely, but she says not a word. Won't you ask Guan Yin why she does not speak?"
"Of course I will," said Po Wan. "After all, I have 3 questions. I can ask one for the snake, one for the innkeeper, and still have one for myself." But the next night he came to the house of a wealthy man who patted his ample belly and said, "My friend, if you are going to see the goddess Guan Yin, won't you ask her a question for me? Flowers do not grow in my garden, and I've tried everything. Won't you ask her how flowers can grow in my garden?"
"Of course I will," said Po Wan. "After all, I have 1 question for the snake, 1 question for the innkeeper, 1 question for the rich man."
Oh. The very next day, he arrived at the South China Sea. The water was dark purple and creamy as the waves gently lapped the shore. And there, floating on that misty, mystical water, was the goddess herself. Po Wan bowed low before her and said, "My first question is, why has the snake not become a dragon?" Guan Yin tilted her head a bit to the side and answered quietly, "The snake has not yet become a dragon because on his head he has 7 priceless pearls. When he cuts them off and gives them away, he will become a dragon."
"And the innkeeper's daughter, why does the innkeeper's daughter never speak?"
Guan Yin smiled a little as she said, "She does not speak because she has not yet seen the man that she is to marry. As soon as she sets eyes upon the man she is to marry, she will speak."
And then Po Wan, after a long inner struggle, said, "Why do flowers not grow in the rich man's garden?"
"Flowers do not grow in his garden because he has a pot of gold buried there. When he digs up that pot of gold and gives it away,
flowers will grow in his garden." And so Po Wan bowed very low and turned around and headed back without ever getting to ask his own question. But that night, he told the rich man, "Flowers do not grow in your garden because you have a pot of gold buried there." The rich man snapped his fingers for his servants and said, "Dig up that wretched pot of gold and give it to this chap here. And you must have a horse to carry it with you. You can't carry a pot of gold. It weighs more than you do." And so Po Wan went his way next day with a pot of gold. At the inn that night, the innkeeper said, "Well, do you know why my daughter does not speak?" "Yes," said Po Wan, "your daughter has not spoken because she will speak as soon as she sets eyes on the man she is to marry." And just then the innkeeper's daughter poked her head out of the window on the second floor and said, "Father, who is that man you're talking to?" And so Po Wan left the inn the next day with his beautiful wife and their pot of gold, and he came to the banks of the river. The snake said, Well, "You have not yet become a dragon, because on your head there are 7 priceless pearls. When you cut them off and give them away, you will become a dragon."
Oh, please, cut them off and you may take them."
And so, one by one, Po Wan cut off the 7 priceless pearls, and when he had cut off the last, the snake roiled and writhed like smoke and became an enormous gold and red dragon, who carried Po Wan and his bride home, and with their pot of gold and their 7 priceless pearls, they lived happily to the end of their days.